So, Keith, we're looking ahead to the big European tie for Glentoran this coming Thursday against HB Torshavn off the Faroe Islands. I think I pronounced them properly, but no matter what, it's a Europa League qualification preliminary round tie, and it's the first time in your career that you've been involved in this situation. What's it like around the Oval in Glentoran and the club this week, Keith?
Yeah, well, obviously, I know everyone's really looking forward to the tie. When it was announced, obviously, we didn't know too much about the team, but obviously getting it on closer inspection, they're of good pedigree. They're flying high in their own league, so they'll be. I think they've maybe they've lost a game all season. They're in the middle of their season, obviously, so they'll have plenty of minutes in the legs. But yeah, look, we're just really looking forward to it. The preparation is as for any other game that we're in. The same amount of time. It's nothing that there's much extra. Obviously, we're doing a bit more video analysis and stuff like that because we don't know much about the opposition. But it's a mouthwatering prospect to be involved in a Europa League tie. And you know, there's a big carrot if you're managed to get into the next round. But we're firmly focused on Thursday night and trying to get the right result against Torshavn.
Yeah, and obviously the Oval is the venue, so you're going to have home advantage there, which is a big boost in a tie like this as well, Keith.
Yeah, it is. You know, obviously anywhere, and if we had to go maybe back to Windsor Park where we played the last two games in the Cup, would have been a great venue as well. But having that, you know, in your comfort zone, I suppose, at the Oval, obviously no fans this time at all. Compared to the couple hundred that was live for the Cup final. But yeah, look, as I said, it's we have that in our favour, but I suppose that's the only thing. I suppose when you're going into these ties, as I say, you don't know too much about the opposition, but yeah, we're very delighted to get them over to Belfast and over to the Oval and see what we can do with them.
Yeah, what's it been like in the intervening period between that fantastic Cup success that you just had a number of weeks ago and now Europe? Because there was no downtime, really, was it, Keith?
Not really. No, we obviously we enjoyed the celebrations. Maybe the day after, you know, with the Cup and that, and then it was just we were given a couple of days off. So myself and my girlfriend got away to Dublin for a few days, trying to get a bit of downtime. You know, but we were back in it on the Wednesday again, and it was, you know, it was just kind of like all hands to the pump sort of thing. It was all focused on, you know, getting ourselves right and any niggles or things that we picked up, I suppose, with the couple of games, the semi-final, the final, quick succession. Lads have picked up a few knocks in that, but it was back to business and, you know, trying to get ourselves right. And I think we've done that. I think we've got a clean bill of health run into Thursday night, which is great too for the team and competition, and you know, lads are really pushing for a start.
Yeah, if we reflect back maybe to when you left Harps towards the end of last year and signed up for Glentoran, did you sort of envisage that the success that would lie ahead for you in the short period of time that you've had with the Glens, Keith?
Oh, not really, no. I can't say I did. It was all about, once I left Balfour Fae, it was all about maybe just, you know, looking for a new experience, working under different coaches, new players, the different surroundings. That was really that was really one of the key factors in the move. Look, everything that's come with it has been absolutely brilliant. And, you know, I can't say that when I left there, you know, an Irish Cup winner's medal was in my thoughts, or maybe, you know, Europa League preliminary round game was in my thoughts. So this is all just great, and I'm just really enjoying it.
Did you think maybe you had missed the opportunity in your career for that to happen?
Well, yeah, I suppose, you know, when you're coming through, like, I suppose with success at Balfour Fae, you know, was, you know, getting into the Premier League, I suppose, because we hadn't for so many years, and then, you know, staying there, you know, and really enjoyed those times there. If I thought maybe that winning something with, you know, in such a high honour, I suppose, as an Irish League Cup winner's medal, or, you know, getting into Europe, although it be at the preliminary round, yeah, if you had asked me, I thought it was something that was maybe out of my reach. But look, it's funny, these things can happen in football, and you know, it's just, as I say, it's a funny old game, like, you know, and I'm just enjoying the ride at the moment.
Yeah, well, just finally then, I'm sure it made the decision to sign a new contract for a year with the Glens very, very easy in recent weeks.
Yeah, look, it seems to be a great place to be at the moment, and it's an exciting place to be. And you know, the team's evolving all the time, and they've brought in a lot of quality even in the last couple of weeks there. So yeah, look, I think just I spoke to a few people about it, and people that would have knowledge within the league and around that, and you know, it was a bit of a no-brainer once the contract was offered to me. So yeah, I'm just hoping for something similar next year. It'll be great if we could get anywhere near it. So I'm really looking forward to Thursday night and whatever the next year might hold with Glentoran Football Club.
Okay, Keith, the very best of luck in that Europa League qualifier this coming weekend, and of course the rest of your time at Glentoran.
Thanks so much, Austin. Cheers.